Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm an alcoholic. Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like pretty nervous right now, and I've just accepted the fact that like I'm gonna get red. Or like, am I already red?
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna get right into it. I was born in September. I'm just kidding. So I had my first drink when I was 12. I was like a noob, like as a kid. Like my friends had to like convince me to drink like a couple times, and I was like, no, like that's bad, you know. And eventually I did it, and I wasn't like, oh my god, this is so great. Or it wasn't like that for me. I just kind of did it. Sorry, like feel my face getting red. It's all good. It's okay. Pretty much like all throughout middle school and high school, that was my drinking. Like, I wasn't really fazed by it. I was kind of like, whatever. I didn't know what a blackout was. I just kind of was like doing it to be social. And I was such a weirdo, like, as a kid. Like, I would tell my parents because, like, I felt guilty. And, like, it was so weird. They were like, okay. Like, I didn't get in trouble. Like, they didn't know what to do. They were just like, okay, thanks for telling us. Like, it was I was such a weirdo. And I still am, like, such a weirdo. But anyway, that's kind of what I did all throughout middle school and high school. And, like, I didn't do drugs. I was like, drugs are bad. Like, alcohol, like... you can eventually do it, right? Like, when I'm 21, I can do it. Like, you can never do drugs. So I was like, drugs, like, no way, guys. Like, I can't do that. So I went away to school, and everything changed. I started blacking out, like, right away. It was weird because, like, as a kid, I would always get in trouble for being too social and, like, talking to people too much. And then when it actually came down to, like, meeting new people, I, like, didn't know how to do that. And when I started drinking, I did not know how to stop. Like, when I think about my drinking as a freshman, it stayed the same as when I was 23, you know? Like, I drank until I couldn't anymore. If I was awake, I was drinking. And I don't mean it, like, from morning to night. I mean it, like, if I had the first drink, like, I was like, where's the next one? And I remember we would, like, go to these parties, and we'd pay, like, $5 to get in, and I'd be like, I have to get my money's worth tonight. Like, this has got to be the night. Like, you know, and like, I could never just like be like I had like no chill, and like, I still don't. I'm like shaking right now, like just talking, just because everyone's young and it's intimidating, you know. But I had no chill ever, and like when I would drink and I would black out, I would like go through my phone book the next day, and I'd be like, oh my god, like I'm so sorry. Like, I would literally just go through my phone book and be like, what did I do last night? Like, I'm so sorry. Are you mad at me? And, like, people would be like, no, like, get the fuck away from me. Like, you're annoying, you know? Like, I was just consistently annoying, you know? And I would get drunk, and I would try and fight people. And then I would wake up the next day crying, and I would say, I'm never going to do this again. And then I would just do it again. And I thought it was, oh, yeah, I started smoking weed. Someone like passed weed my way, and I was like, holy shit, like this is my moment, like I found it, like this is my shit right now. Like, I could not believe that I went through, like, since I was like 12, people smoking pot around me, and I was like, no, like I was like baffled, like I couldn't believe it. I was like, that sucks, like I have to catch up. And that was literally my mentality. I was like, I would smoke like it was cigarettes, you know what I mean? Like, I always had weed. I did not know what it was like to not have weed. Except for one time, I like went on a cruise and I was like dying, but I mean, whatever. I really didn't know what it felt like. Like, the second I picked up weed, I did not put it down. And then obviously, like, whatever came my way, I would just do it, especially if it was free. But weed was like my love, and I liked it because, like, it slowed down my drinking, so, like, I could drink, and then I could smoke, and then I would find that I wouldn't black out. But the funny thing about weed is that I would smoke it all. So I would just smoke all of my weed, and then I would black out anyway. So I had this, like, elaborate plan to not black out, and I just tricked myself into blacking out, you know? I really thought that it was like because of college that I was like this. And I remember like towards the end, I couldn't wait to leave. I was like so embarrassed by the way that I was acting, and I joined a sorority, so like everyone was drinking like I did. Like literally worst move I could have done. I was like, where are the people like that drink just like me? And they were like right there, and I was like, cool, like everybody drank like me. And the thing is that they didn't like freak out like I did. Like they would be like, I'm gonna black out tonight, and I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like that's not, that was never really my goal, but I didn't know how to stop once I started. So I graduated, I moved home for like a week, and my parents had all these rules, and I was like, I'm not staying here, you know? So my friend needed a roommate, she was in Queens, and my parents were like, that's a terrible idea, and I was like, no, it's not, I'm doing it, and I moved to Bayside, and like, shit got really weird, you know? Like, I started, like, I wasn't in college anymore, I wasn't around, like, a bunch of kids my age, like, getting fucked up, haha, that was so funny, except I'd be, like, freaking out, but whatever, like, I was in, like, the real world with, like, real people, and, like, I would end up in weird situations, and that was, like, when I started to go out by myself, and I pretty much, I was waitressing, so I would just, like, stay in bed all day and smoke, and then I'd go to work for a couple hours, and then I would go out by myself, and I'd black out, and again, just, like, me being, like, the nut job that I am, I would, like, talk to my parents a lot and tell them, like, I guess I told them that I drank, like, I would be like, I blacked out, or, like, whatever, like, insinuating that I blacked out, and they were like, okay, like, eventually my dad was like, I'm coming to get you, like, I'm not dealing with this shit, and I thought that I was, like, just depressed, like, I really thought that I was just depressed, I definitely didn't think I was an alcoholic, I thought I had problems, like, with drinking, but I definitely didn't think I was an alcoholic, and I remember, like, one time, I was just turned 21. We went on a bar crawl during St. Patrick's Day. And I woke up in an ambulance, and then I woke up again in a hospital. And they were like, what's your name? And I came out of my blackout, and I, like, couldn't figure it out. Like, I couldn't figure out my name. And the next day, I was horrified. I was like, holy shit. Like, that's what happens when I black out? Like, I didn't know, like, because when you black out, you don't fucking, like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I just blacked out, you know? But, like, coming out of a blackout and not knowing my own last name scared the shit out of me. So I would go on, like, these, like I guess maybe a week or two of me not drinking, and it was basically just me, like, not going out because I didn't know how to, I only really drank when I went out. So I just didn't go out. Anyway, my parents, they picked me up, they brought me home. I stayed home for, like, a year or 2 years. I don't remember. And I, like, thought I had my shit together, and I didn't. I still don't have my shit together. I thought I was, like, cool, you know? Like, my drinking story is kind of boring in that it's just me blacking out. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, it just would be me. I moved out again. I went to Queens, and I was like, I got this. I got a job, like, you know, and I didn't have anything. Nothing changed. I was consistently blacking out. I was consistently going out by myself. And I guess what really, like, threw me over the edge was I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was like, I'm sad. Like, I'm sad. I'm going to go to the bar, you know? And I don't know why I keep talking like that. But I just felt like it was, like, my right to drink. Like, I felt like if I'm upset, I should be able to drink. And I should be able to, like, I guess from movies, I don't know where I learned that. But that's what I thought that people did when they were upset. And I was sad a lot. So I would just go out by myself. I would go out during lunch by myself. Yeah, and, like, I was also prescribed Xanax at one point, and, like, you know, it just didn't help. like, so, I ended up in the hospital like 3 times, and 3 times in like a very short period. And is there a fire? I got into I would wake up in the hospital, and it would be like I felt like it was like Groundhog Day. You know what I mean? Like I would just wake up in the hospital, and I was like, "Fuck! Like, what happened? Like, how am I here? How did I get here?" And I would spend weeks trying to figure out what happened, and like the hospital didn't know, like, and they didn't care really. But the point of the story is that I ended up in the hospital. The last time I ended up in the hospital, I got out of the hospital, and the last time I didn't black out and end up in the hospital. I woke up, I couldn't feel the bottom half of my body. And towards the end of my drinking, I basically was just alone in my room doing pills, weed, and alcohol, like by myself, watching the same fucking show every night. Like, I would say to myself, like, I'm gonna watch something cool and get high and like watch something on Netflix, and like I watched the same show. But that's where it took me. Like, I ended up by myself. I remember my roommate would come in, he'd be like, "You wanna be alone?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, get the fuck out." Like, I wanted to be by myself, left with my shit. And I really wanted everyone to just leave me alone, you know? Because I felt like it was, like, my right. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I was prescribed the Xanax. Like, it's like, anyway. I got out of the hospital, and I got wasted. I was like, I gotta get drunk right now. Because I woke up late for work, which really never happened. I remember just downing shots of vodka. And I was waiting for the bar to open. It was like 11:45 or something, like, I don't remember. But I ran into two of my friends, or my ex-boyfriend's friends, and they were like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I looked amazing. I was like in my pajamas, I had like no makeup on, my hair was like out to here. I was like, "I'm waiting for the bar to open, like, wanna come?" And they were like, "We're gonna go get sushi, like, do you wanna come?" And I was like, no, like, I didn't give a shit what anyone really thought about me. I just wanted to get fucked up. Like, that was it. The end goal was to get fucked up. And I blacked out, obviously. And I came home. And the thing is that towards the end of my drinking, I really wanted to kill myself. Like, I was getting really afraid to drink too much because I was afraid that I would kill myself. And I wanted to kill myself, but I was too afraid to actually do it, so I would just think about it a lot. I got wasted. I came home. My roommate was like, "I think you have a problem." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. Like, I'm sick of doing this." Like, I was done. Like, I just, somewhere along the lines, guys, like, I started bartending because I wanted to, like, get out of trouble. I was, like, waitressing on the weekends because, like, I thought that would help me, like, not go out. But, like, really what ended up happening was I would just get wasted by myself still. Like, I was just sick of playing this game that, like, I couldn't beat. Like, I wasn't going to win. So I was, like, in the middle of a blackout. My voice is, like, bothering me. You know when that happens, you're like, "Bitch, shut up. Stop talking." I was in the middle of a blackout, and my dad was calling me, and I picked up. I don't know what happened, but next thing I knew it, I was home. And I was like, "Fuck, what did I do?" The next day, I was like, "Shit." But I didn't want to drink. I was supposed to go to Israel, and I couldn't because I was too afraid of being around alcohol. So I started going to different, my parents like didn't know what to do with me. They were like, they didn't know what was going on. I wasn't like an everyday drinker. I mean, towards the end I was drinking a lot, but I wasn't like morning to night, you know? They didn't know what was going on. They really didn't know what to do. So they sent me like to a couple therapists, and this one therapist that I really liked, she kept saying, "Go to AA." And I was like, "No, like, I don't think I should go there, you know? Like, I knew one person in AA, and she was like a fall down drunk. Like, she was bad. And I was like, no, like, that's not me. Like, I don't think whatever. I really liked her, so I went. So I, like, looked at the steps. I was like, sure. Those are the traditions. I was like, sure. Like, I looked at the steps. I was like, cool. Like, I believe in God. Like, I'm totally powerless. I was still smoking weed every day. So I was like, yeah. Like, look at that. Like, check it out. And I somehow, like, told people that I was smoking weed every day. And this girl that I knew, she was my age. Everyone else was much older. I'm from Long Island, and it's so bad saying it. Anyway, everyone was much older than me, and there was this one girl, she was my age, and she kind of, like, was, like, you know, suggesting that maybe I'm not really sober if I'm still smoking pot. And I was like, people were like, oh, yeah, the marijuana maintenance thing doesn't work. And I was like, I'm not maintaining anything. Like, I'm just not drinking anymore, you know? Like, that was my mentality. And I was like, I'm going to try this thing out for a year. And long story short, I smoked the rest of my weed. It snowed, and it was, like, the first time that I was without anything. I was stuck at home by myself, and I was freaking out. And naturally, I was like, this could never happen again. And I went out and I bought, like, a shit ton of weed. And I said, I'm going to try this for a year. And I did not know how hard it was going to be. I would go into meetings and I would just start hysterical crying. I ended up throwing out all that weed that I bought. Because if I can't have it, nobody can have it, you know? shit went down the toilet. But I started to meet, like, a lot of different people, and I started to really relate to these people. And I remember thinking, like, you know, I don't know if this is a disease or not, but, like, whatever it is, like, I have it. Because I would go into meetings, and I could relate to what people were saying. And I did my 90 and 90, and I just was super honest. Like, my first year, I was crying, like, almost every day, almost every single day. Like, I was like that girl, you know what I mean? Like, oh, God, here she goes again. And that's fine. Like, because, and also, I looked at the steps sober, and I was like, fuck those steps. Like, fuck that shit. And I would just go back and forth. Like, I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I don't believe in God, you know? And I would just rant about anything, because I just had a problem with everything, you know? Because I was so uncomfortable. But then eventually, you know, I started to believe in God, and I am definitely an alcoholic. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that I have this thing. Just because I didn't drink every day doesn't mean shit, really. Yeah, I went through the steps. I got a sponsor, obviously, right away, and this program has given me so much. And I moved out again. I just moved here a couple months ago, and I met a lot of really cool people. And it was really scary moving out, because I was like, shit, like, what if I relapse? I was scared to be on my own again. But I came here, and it was really intimidating. But someone said to me my first night, come in fellowship with us. I was like, oh, like, my feet hurt. Like, I have to go home. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's what I said. And he was like, bullshit. Like, you're coming, you know? And he's not here right now. But if I didn't come out and I didn't meet, like, everyone that I met, I don't know where I would be. I was so worried about drinking because, like, I really needed to find, like, a group of people that I felt comfortable with. And I was so used to being around, like, it's just different at home. Like, I was just used to being around older people. And it's really cool being around young people. And I've never been a part of anything like this. It's been really fun. Like, I've pulled more all-nighters, like, sober than I think I ever have drunk, honestly. And I've had the most fun. And, like, everybody remembers what happened. And, like, shit happens, you know? Like, this whole, like, I've been through some shit in recovery, and no matter what, I'm not going to drink, you know? Because, like, even today I was at Trader Joe's, and I saw this guy, He was grabbing a six-pack. And I was like, damn, like pumpkin beer. That sounds good right now. And it's like, no, like, and in my head, I'm like talking to myself, obviously. I'm like, sorry, like, this is a life that was chosen for you. Like, it is what it is, you know? I'm an alcoholic. I can either live in that truth or I can not. And like, I'll die in like a really dumb way, I decided. Like, I'll like fall and like get hit by a car, or like, it'll be embarrassing. Like, with my luck, God knows, you know? I can't risk like my life over alcohol. And I can't waste my life just smoking every day. Also, like, I just want to say, like, if, you know, you're just coming around and you're not sure about this, just stay, you know? Because I don't really cry. I still cry, and I'm still, like, a nut job. My friends know it, and, like, that's fine. Like, they put up with it, and thank you for that. But, like, I don't cry as much, and I have fun now, and I like doing stuff. Like, I always wanted to be alone, and I don't really like being alone that much anymore, you know? I like being around people. I like doing things with people. I like exploring, you know, doing whatever. I think that's it. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.